for tapes, CDs, DVDs to our publication Voices from His Excellent Glory, Declaring the Kingdom. Write P.O. Box 21516, Hot Springs, Arkansas, zip 71903. Our website is www.LakeHamiltonBibleCamp.com and LHBCOnline.com. There are hundreds of free audio files there. It's like going to Bible school at home. This is the 2018 Spring Teaching and Deliverance Camp Meeting being held at Lake Hamilton Bible Camp in Hot Springs National Park, Arkansas. Friday afternoon, May the 25th, 2018. Randy Ritchie is the speaker of this service, teaching on trauma. This is now the conclusion of this message from Part A.
Should any of these, or any other idol, or false deity, be present anywhere in my body, my soul, or spirit, or hidden in any dimension, or so-called astral plane, in or around me, or any aspect of my being, I command you to manifest and leave and go immediately to the feet of the true Lord Jesus of Nazareth, to be punished and disposed of as He chooses. I give full and unreserved allegiance to the name of my Lord Jesus Christ, whose name is above every name, and in whose name every knee will bow and confess that He is Lord. I thank you for my allegiance through the Holy Creator God, Yahweh the Father, His Son, the true Lord Jesus Christ, of Nazareth, the Lord of Lords, and the King of Kings, and to the Holy Spirit, who is one with, co-equal with the Father and the Son. I confess I'm not under condemnation, and will overcome Satan by dependence upon the sufficiency of the blood of Christ, by openly declaring what God has done for me, and by choosing to love God enough to overcome the fear of death. In Jesus' name. Take a deep breath. Let him go. Let him go. Let him go. In Jesus' name. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name. Say, Lord, you're good. And I love you. I'm going to talk some about trauma. And we'll pick up prayer in a minute. By definition, trauma is an overwhelming life event that renders one helpless and or fearing for his or her life. Trauma can overwhelm your ability to cope. It is outside the range of normal experience. Traumatic experiences typically take place beyond the parameters of collective consciousness. It oftentimes can remain in your subconscious mind. In other words, a traumatic event happens, some get replays, but often it's just something that gets buried, but it does its damage and it's there. Trauma throws into question and can destroy healthy beliefs about God, yourself, and others that are acquired from even holy sources. Trauma is an emotional response to a terrible event like an accident, a rape, a natural disaster. Immediately after the event, shock and denial can be typical. Longer-term reactions include amnesia, unpredictable emotions, flashbacks, strained relationships, and even physical symptoms like headaches or nausea. While these feelings can be normal at the beginning of a recovery process, some people stay stuck. They have difficulty moving on with their lives. There can be a bad experience that upsets someone. It can make you feel very upset. It can make you be afraid or shocked at what's been done. It can be a serious medical injury, a shock to the body from violence or an accident. Spirit of trauma can enter your life through an accident, through emotional abuse, through physical abuse, through sexual abuse, through shock, verbal abuse, violence, etc. First time I heard about this spirit, I was walking up the door, and there was a woman that was ministering on TV. And I heard her say these words, and she's a deliverance minister and a healing minister, and she said these words. She said, "We have come to realize that the spirit of trauma acts like a glue that holds many of the other spirits in. But until trauma's dealt with, the other stuff won't leave." Accident. So, one time I had an encounter with a woman that the Lord sent me into it. And He sent me in there to bless her, but He taught me one of His lessons that way. And it was at a public restaurant. My wife and I were there, and I went, and it was her birthday, and I gave her some money. And when I did, she looked at me and went, "Ooh, you got an aura about you," like that. And I said, "Ma'am, I don't know what's about me, but anything good in me is Jesus." Okay? That's it. And it, you know, it's kind of a weird thing that she said. We go to drop off, and immediately as we're driving out, the parking lot right in the middle of a down, you know, of a metropolitan place, a copperhead runs across the road in front of us. And although that's not out of the realm, it was another thing that I went, Sometimes animals show up for a reason. Oh, by the way, sometimes those astral projectors can invade an animal's body and come take a look at you. Come to your place and curse you. And some people can even operate to the level of what they call shapeshifters. Okay? And which means that they... So, like, say, the Navajos, they have people that can shapeshift into wolves. So, actually, what would be called a werewolf would be a shapeshifter. Okay? So I saw that, and I went home, and that next day I got up on a ladder, and I fell from that ladder and hit the ground. And then I walked around, and when I hit that ground, it didn't hurt me. But I got depressed. I got heavy. And I'm seeking the Lord, what is going on here? And then He told me after a day or so, sometimes you got to learn, you know. Huh? I've seen some days, sometimes seems like resurrection day is the third day, you know. Huh? So then He told me, He said she was a voodoo practitioner, a voodoo priestess, is His exact words to me. And what she did was place something on me. And so what that was teaching, listen, we're to be wise as a serpent, harmless as a dove. We're not afraid of anybody. We're going to try to love it. We're going to love everybody if they love Christ. But we're going to pray accordingly. Okay? Because the enemy does show up, swing his sword. Okay? So it taught me a prayer lesson there. But then what happened was that I realized that not only now, looking back, even as I'm reeling, as the Lord showed me my spirit had been bruised, the spirit man, the essence, even though that's where the Lord lives, that's the essence of life inside of you. Your spirit man goes, you ain't here anymore. Okay? Your personality's in your mind, will, and emotions. Your spirit man's breath of life keeps you alive. Okay? When your spirit man's gone, we're not here. So there's people that die. Heart attacks, accidents, all sorts of things. You can be killed in many ways. If your body gets whacked and can't function here, your spirit man goes on and goes. Okay? But some people just lay down, and their heart stopped. The reason their heart stopped because their spirit went on home to the Lord. Praise God. That's the way we're supposed to go. Amen? The fathers of Israel went and they said, you know, I'm laying down. I'm about to go across to my father's. Come around here and I'll bless you. They knew they were going to die when they were going to die. They weren't scared of it. They just went on home. That's the way we're supposed to go. So I realize now, but what that was not only a bruised spirit, but it was a spirit of trauma. So I learned to pray. If there was a fall or anything, hey, it's better to pray ahead of time so you don't have those things. Okay? But in case you do, then deal with it. And I've seen it a few times over the years. You know, anybody here ever dealt with something and have something that you know and then forget for a little bit? Things you know, been doing for years, and all of a sudden you go, "Oh Lord, oh, here we are." Because we're human. Amen. Trauma can come through an accident. Trauma can bring amnesia, and often amnesia is a defense. Sometimes research has shown that individuals respond to an overwhelming trauma by using a variety of psychological mechanisms. One of the most common means of dealing with the pain is to try and push it out of awareness. Coping mechanism. Some label the phenomenon of the process whereby the mind avoids conscious acknowledgement of traumatic experiences as dissociative amnesia. Others use terms such as repression, dissociative state, traumatic amnesia, psychogenic shock, motivated forgetting. It hurts to think about it, so I'm going to bury it. All that aside, there's a near universal scientific acceptance of the fact that the mind is capable of avoiding conscious recall of traumatic experiences. They're defense mechanisms. They may keep you alive, but you've got to bring God into the situation to get rid of the trauma, to go back to the spots, to go back to the places, to invite Him in. And where He comes in, you can get delivered, you can get healed, and you can thrive. How many want to thrive? Not merely survive. Do you want to thrive?
Yeah.
Huh? There's a big difference. I don't want to just hang on. I want to enjoy God. I want to enjoy life.
Amen.
Even through my trials.
Amen.
Because they're going to come. But how many know if you're thriving in a trial, it's better than barely surviving a trial?
That's right.
It's not an uncommon event. Traumatized people experience amnesia or delayed recall. It's been reported in combat for crimes, concentration camp experiences, and torture. Early in the evidence from World War I and World War II, here's some quotes. It will be seen that certain disturbances are common to all. These are, today they call this PTSD. A lot of amnesia, varying from complete obliterations of the past, don't remember anything. There may be people in this room that have spots in your life you don't even remember. They just went away. You know, might be a year, could be 5 years. I don't even remember from the time I was 5 to 12. Gone. So it can be complete obliteration, or there can be what's called oblivescence, which is the process of forgetting. You're forgetting in pieces of the scenes. And there can be following with shock, severe headache, mental condition varying from slight depression to severe stupor. I've seen people that are just numb. Stunned. Numb. And I'm not even talking about on pills. Some people go to the pills to get that way. Because they don't know they can go to the Holy Spirit. They don't know they can go get healed. They don't know that He's the Comforter. And we've gone to false comforters. And some of that is just the numbness. The pain is there. When you wake up in the morning, the pain's there. When you go to bed at night, the pain's there. The angst. And you can't even put your finger on it because you don't even really know what happened. Something isn't right in your life. And so there's pills taken to be numb. But I've seen people literally, demonically numb. Emotionless. Because if you're emotionless, you can't get hurt. But you can never thrive. God wants to heal us so much that we would risk loving people. We would risk the hurt to love people, knowing that He'll heal us if we're hurt. There's frequently a strong disinclination to talk of the forgotten periods as if they're being actively inhibited or suppressed rather than if they had just been passively put aside. In all these cases, whenever the memories disassociated from the normal personality were revived, they were accompanied by an outburst of emotion, sometimes of a frenzy, but generally of fear. It's natural to thrust aside painful memories, just as it's natural to avoid dangerous or horrible scenes in actuality. And if the natural tendency to banish the distressing is easily pronounced in those whose powers of resistance have been lowered by the long continued strains of trench life, the shock of explosions, other catastrophes of warfare. Maybe you didn't have bombs going off, but your parents fought and it was like bombs going off. Maybe the sound and the noise of what went on in your home. You might as well have been in a war zone in a foxhole somewhere. People around you encourage us to forget and move on. There's an obvious need to move on with life. But as I said a minute ago, without the healing power of Jesus, you may move, but you're still attached to the event, the people, and the spirits that invade with every traumatic experience. In the Holocaust, children were encouraged not to tell, but to live normal lives and forget the past. The most pervasive preoccupation of child survivors is the continuing struggle with memory, whether there's too much or too little. So some people have amnesia, but some people have replay in their dreams. Things come to in their dreams. Or something happens and poof, the vision in your mind. For a child survivor today, an even more vexing problem is the intrusion of fragments of memory. Most are emotionally powerful and painful, but make no sense. They seem to become more frequent with time and are triggered by thousands of subtle and not so subtle events. Here's a quote. So much of my childhood between the ages of 4 and 9 is blank. It's almost as if my life was smashed into little pieces. The trouble is, when I try to remember, I come up with so little. The ability to forget was probably my way of surviving emotionally as a child. Even now, when anything unpleasant happens to me, I have a mental garbage can in which I put all the bad stuff and forget it. I'm still afraid of being hungry. I never leave my house without some food. Again, I don't remember being hungry. I asked my sister, and she said we were hungry. So I must have been, I just don't remember. Is there anything you're doing that trauma is causing you to do? That some event from your past? See, and there could be triggers. Hey, you're going along just fine, and all of a sudden, boom, boom. And your behavior went somewhere, and you go, why in the world? How did that happen? That's not even me. Often it's not even you. There's no level of control, and the damage has been done to you. We still have to take accountability. Listen to me. We take accountability. We repent. We go to the Lord. But if you're sitting in a place, you know, we can get in that unholy judgment about what somebody else did, but you're not them. Everybody, there are varying levels of strength of human beings. Some people can take more than others. But we have to have compassion for people. I've been in prisons. I listen to some of their stories. They didn't have a shot. They didn't have a shot. But if you're one that had one of the stories of some of them with parents that weren't there, or abusive, and mother from man to man to man, father abusive, father from woman to woman to woman, all those things, maybe we had that, but by the grace of God, we sit here. Some of us may have been to prison. You're out now. Praise God. Could have been me. Could have been anybody in this room. But by the grace of God. Trauma will work to maintain the open wound for demonic activity, including confusion, insecurity, betrayal, disillusion. Cases of trauma open up the individual for sexual abuse, bullying, domestic violence, indoctrination, alcoholism, addictions. Seeing death can bring spirits of death and terror and fear of death. I had a man that came to me. It was a minister. And he called me out of a crowd in a place that I need some help. He's a chaplain in a police department. And he got called out to a suicide, and the man had shot himself. And the man was his friend that he didn't know until he got there. 6 months later, he said if he saw, and I'm just going to be graphic just like this, he saw ketchup on French fries, it would trigger him back and cause him to weep uncontrollably. Because that image, see, the trauma, the image was in his mind. So he was hurt by it. But that image came back to him. Some of you may have seen things you shouldn't have seen. You know, one of the things that happened, you know, our police, they see a lot of things that are very hurtful. The fire departments do. Some of them end up in trouble. Emotional trouble. They grow weary. But if they knew how to get that onto Jesus and get their minds cleansed, they would not have to suffer. How many know we need police? How many would like it if there wasn't any? Huh? It would be horrible. As bad as our government is, we need it. I think until Jesus comes. If you didn't have government, you have anarchy, and strongest man wins. Literally. We need government. Okay? So we need to pray for our government. But we need the police. We need the fire. But somebody has to do those things. But it is hard on the human soul. So soldiers go off to war. Listen to me, soldiers go off to war. Okay? Even Israel, when they went off to war, sent by God. Sent by God. When they came back from fighting, they couldn't come in the camp. They had to stay outside the camp for 10 days to be cleansed with hyssop. What we would do today is pray in the name of Jesus, but how many of our soldiers get off an airplane in Iraq or Afghanistan or wherever they've been sent? They've been sent places in the world nobody even has a clue. Some of them. Okay? And then they come back here, and 2 days after being over there being shot at and killing people, they're on the street with no cleansing and no prayer. Lord loves them. But you know what you would have to do to get them healed? Listen to me. As hard as this sounds, they'd have to... Because listen, if you shift over into murder and hatred for your enemy, even though you might have had a righteous cause, maybe you didn't. Okay? But if you do, you're open to the spirits. God never did mean for man to kill man. That wasn't his perfect plan. It had to be done at times. So even those men sent directly by him that shed blood had to get cleansed. So if I was to get cleansed, I have to go and confess. If murder entered my heart and I begin to hate, anger, hatred, murder, then the only way I'm going to get free is to confess anger, hatred, and murder. One of the worst and one of the greatest tools of the enemy is to get people to be defensive instead of just say, Lord, this is true. I want to do it your way. Where we defend our person instead of receiving God's truth and doing what He wants us to do. Trauma can be replayed emotionally even if the memory is repressed. Certain events can trigger unexpected anger, with the danger of anger always present. Triggers can bring fear, resulting in panic attacks. Undealt with trauma can bring numbness or the need to be numb. I spoke that. They can bring emotional flatness. A person can become preoccupied, distant, cold. They can have despair, loss of self-worth. The replay images, thoughts, flashbacks, nightmares, paranoia, sleeplessness, smells. A person will feel like they're never at peace and always in danger. When's the next bad thing going to happen? Shock can follow traumatic experience and it brings its own stupor, anxiety, overactivity, agitation, impaired judgment, confusion, detachment, and depression. So what's the answer? What's the answer? Jesus. It's the answer to it all. It's always the answer. He is always the answer. Luke 2:32. A light for revelation of the Gentiles and the glory of thy people Israel. John 12:46. I've come into the world as a light that everyone that believes on me may not abide in darkness. Mark 4:22. For there is nothing hidden which shall not be made manifest, nor does any secret thing take place, but that it should come to light. Hidden wounds bound by trauma manifest in unholy actions and hindrances that prevent us from being all that we can be in Christ. The Lord is the light who shall bring up these hidden works of darkness. Say, Lord.
Lord.
If there's any hidden work of darkness that needs to come to the light, I'm asking you to bring it forth. In Jesus' name. Matthew 7:7. Ask. And it shall be given to you. Go ahead and say it with me. Ask, and it shall be given to you. Seek, and you shall find. Knock, and it shall be opened to you. I want to ask you a question. Are you willing to ask? Are you willing to seek? And are you willing to knock? We need to ask the Lord to show us any open wound. I want to tell you something. This is a process. You know, in that prayer that we just prayed, two or three times we said somewhere the same thing. Okay? But the Word of God says that things established by two or three witnesses. So we establish things with our words. When you come and you say those things in agreement that agree with God's Word, you're establishing to God that you agree with Him, you're establishing to the demons you agree with God, and you are out of your mouth letting your ears hear what you're saying. It establishes things. We need to ask the Lord to show us any open wound left in our lives. When there is an open wound, we face the issue of commonality. I explain that to you. I'm going to give a testimony. My wife was here. She said she used to be a crack addict. Okay? And if you saw her, you would never know. But after the Lord, he pulled her out and he began to get her delivered. And there was a place she was delivered from those drugs. But she wasn't fully healed. And in the early years, when we would drive through crack town, she could sense it. But she wanted to get out of there. Because she wasn't healed. Delivered. Demons gone, but not fully healed. You follow me? When you're healed, what the enemy does, you just deal with it. Huh? But you're not moved. You're not flinching. You're not scared. Do you understand? And then she would want to get out of there. Now we can drive through there and she'll know, I'll know. We just pray for her. She's not moved anymore. She's free. Sometimes people quit smoking cigarettes and then get mad at the cigarette smokers. You know it's true. Huh? One of the biggest tricks of the devil is to free you up of something and then get you in judgment of somebody else that's still stuck where you used to be. And if you're not careful, it'll open the door right back up for what you used to do to come back. It's called an unholy judgment. I know a woman, a good friend of ours, that she's a nurse. She's also a deliverance minister, a very able, capable, loving woman of God. And she was traveling as a nurse in East Texas, and she had this one place that she would go stop. And on her route, she was a supervisor of nurses, and she went to this one place. And every time she'd walk in it, she had a boot at the front door. She'd walk in there. And every time she'd go in there, she'd get sick. And after about the third time, she'd come out and said, "Lord, what is the matter? Why is this affecting me?" And he brought the picture back to her of her doing yoga when she was in hospital. So she said, see, it was commonality. See, so my wife had a commonality she wasn't yet healed of with those demons that are a crack. This woman had a commonality with those Eastern religion spirits. So as soon as she went back and repented for that yoga and broke that, commanded the spirits to leave, asked God to heal her, she walks in, she's not even affected by it. We need to give God permission to heal us. And then ask Him if there's any instruction that He wants us to do to walk it out. We need to apply the blood of Jesus to any remaining open wounds as the Lord takes us through this process. We're going to have to forgive the persons, places, and circumstances as He brings things to remembrance. The Lord will choose the timing. And He can heal many at once or one at a time. And we submit to His Lordship. Some of you had words spoken to you that were like a hammer in your chest. Like a hammer blow. And the trauma hit you. Some of those hammers need to be pulled out. Sometimes the trauma comes in a knife to a back with somebody. It's like Frank said, the fiery darts. And he talked about pulling those fiery darts out. Well, sometimes you've got to pull the knives out of your back. Because somebody betrayed you. Matthew 18:19. Again, I say unto you, if any two of you shall agree on the earth concerning any matter, whatsoever it may be that they shall ask, it shall come to them from my Father who is in the heavens. I ask you this. Do you agree that trauma and all associated spirits have to go?
Yes.
You follow it. Ephesians 5:8. For you were once darkness, but now light in the Lord. Walk as children of the light. I ask you, are you willing to walk in the light?
Yes.
Let's pray. Dear Heavenly Father, you are the God of Abraham, Elijah, of Jacob. All glory is yours. You are my deliverer. You're my shield. You're my buckler. You're my front guard. You're my rear guard. I come to you now in the name of our awesome King Jesus, and ask you as a little child for your light to shine into my life. Lord Yahweh, in Jesus' name, I'm asking you to show me any open wounds from trauma and shock in my life. I'm asking you for healing in these areas. I believe you'll show them to me because I'm a child of your light. not of darkness. I'm asking you to show me what I need to do in Jesus' name. Now take a minute, keep your eyes closed, listen, see if the Lord shows you anything. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Thank you, Father. Showing your children. Showing your children where the trauma is, Lord. Showing them the wounds. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. If you realize you're still not forgiven them, let go. So I'm asking you for your strength in Christ Jesus to help me as we walk this out together. Where I've sinned myself as a result of these wounds, I take responsibility and ask for the gift of godly sorrow that leads to repentance. I declare in advance that it's my choice of will to forgive everyone, including myself. Thank you in advance, Lord, for your love and grace in granting me victory over darkness. I thank you, Lord, that from this day forward, trauma will not be the glue that binds wounds open and demons together, as trauma has no place in me. I bind the strong man signed against me in Jesus' name. I apply the blood of Jesus to any open wounds. I bind and break demonic shields and seals. I submit to your lordship, and I declare that in Mark 16 and 17, it says believers cast out demons. In Luke 10, 19, it says I have authority over all the power of the enemy. I agree that as the minister calls out spirits, that every spirit that's in me and all like spirits that are called have to leave as Jesus ordains in Jesus' name. I agree and command that all squatters have to leave. His legal rights have been broken. I believe that Yahweh, who is God, is for me, not against me. I believe where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. That who the Son sets free is free indeed. The deliverance and salvation of the Lord. Now say, I break all unholy soul ties with everyone who has imposed upon me a traumatic experience. With everyone I endured traumatic experiences with. All the people at any scene that I came upon that was unholy and destructive. I send their souls where they belong. Call mine back to me. Covered in the blood of Jesus. I break unholy blood covenants. In the name of Jesus, I break demonic bridges to the people and the places. In Jesus' name. Now take a deep breath. Let them go. Let them go. Go, 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 go. In Jesus' name. I right now separate trauma in the name of Jesus from amnesia, from disassociation, from shock. In the name of Jesus, improperly motivated forgiving, suppression, I break your power, severe headaches go, frenzy go, fear go, lurking fear go, get out. You're not going to hold it together anymore. Paranoia, insomnia, nightmares, terror, horror, I break your power, severe stress, moderate stress, trifling stress, take a deep breath, let them go, come on out, come on out, come on out, go, painful memory, flashback, replay, smells, taste, In the name of Jesus, touch. I break your power. Replay of that. I break your power. Get out of God's people. In the name of Jesus. Oh, bullying spirit. I break the power of the bully. In the name of Jesus. That would bully them. That would cause them to be bullied. That would cause them to bully people. I break your power, bully. In the name of Jesus. Go, 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 go. Indoctrinating spirits. Initiation spirits. Sexual abuse spirits. Verbal abuse spirits. Physical abuse spirits. Go, 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 go. Spiritual abuse, I break your power in the name of Jesus. Bipolar, double-mindedness, go, go, go. Unstable in all their ways, I break your power in the name of Jesus. Confusion, strife, envy, confusion, every evil work, let them go. Take a deep breath, let them go. Come on, get them out. In Jesus' name, in Jesus' name. Thank you, Father. In the name of Jesus, impaired judgment, anger, seething anger, agitation, betrayal, revenge. In the name of Jesus, say, Lord.
Lord,
I break every vow I've made that's been unholy because of trauma. Inner vows and outer vows. I pull right now the hammer, the hammer blows out of my chest where I receive the bad news, where I receive the unholy words, where I receive the rejection. I pull the knives of betrayal out of my back. I forgive and receive my healing. Take a deep breath. Get out, go, 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 go. The trauma from the blows of the chest, and even the spiritual blows, I break your power in the name of Jesus. Let them go in Jesus' name. Panic, terror, numbing in the name of Jesus. Emotionally flat. In the name of Jesus, overactivity, withdrawal, detachment, depression, unforgiveness, bitterness, hatred, jealousy, murder, shame, false identity, I break your power in the name of Jesus. Fractured identity, I break your power. Self-hatred, leave God's people in the name of Jesus. Go, 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 go. Death, go. Death, death, death from seeing death go. Death from the wages of sin go. Death from the loss of a loved one go. Death from manipulation go. Death from bondage go. Death from control go. Death from witchcraft go. Death from sorcery go. Death from bullying go. Death from manipulation, from domination go. In the name of Jesus. Go, 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 go. Let God's people go. Let God's people go. Get out now. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name, the Lord rebuke you. Every stubborn spirit go. Say, Lord, wherever I've been stubborn, I repent. I want to be molded by you. I command stubbornness, stubborn defense mechanism, unteachableness to get out. In the name of Jesus, I give up all demonic protection devices. Command those spirits to go. Every spirit I've used as a guardian, even unknowingly, it's not from God. You got to go. In Jesus' name. Take a deep breath. Let them go. Go, 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 go. Get out of God's people in the name of Jesus. Go, 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 go. In Jesus' name. Twisting serpents. Writhing serpents. Serpents in the neck in the name of Jesus. Every serpent is up and down the backbones in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord, for your angels and cut their heads off and pull them out. In the name of Jesus, everything that would choke off the Word of God, even the pythons, in the name of Jesus, let God's people go. In Jesus' name, raise your hands to heaven. I speak life, Lord, unto myself, in Jesus' name. I ask you, Lord, to cleanse my body of toxins and chemicals released through trauma and stress and any other source. I ask you, Lord, give me permission to repair any damaged DNA, to heal my immune system, to erase all unholy pictures, words, and sensual memory. Remove every disorder, Lord, every disease, and all disharmony from my body. I command trauma, shame to be gone. I declare that with the help of the Lord, I receive all of my identity in Jesus, and I have a life. More abundant. I command in the name of Jesus a blessing over my life. In the name of Jesus, I thank you, Lord. I'm going to love you. and love my neighbor as I love myself. In Jesus' name, I command any remaining trauma, shock, terror, shame, come out of me. Take a deep breath. Come out. Come out. Come out of their muscles. Come out of their ligaments. Come out of their tendons. Come out of their bones. Come out of their marrow. Come out of their heart. Come out of the lungs. Come out of the liver. Come out of the kidneys. Come out of their bowels. Come out of the spleen. Come out of the pancreas. Come out of the appendix. Come out of the stomach. Come out of every reproductive organ, male and female. Get out. In the name of Jesus. Go, 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 go. In the name of Jesus, I thank you, Father, for turning off the alarm. In the name of Jesus, reset your hypothalamus. In the name of Jesus, reset the amygdala. In the name of Jesus, I speak properly into the endocrine system. In the name of Jesus, you work in the order God made you to work. In Jesus' name, I command those spirits to come out of their eyes, their ears, and nose. All infirmity, leave God's people. In Jesus' name, say, Father, fill me up with the Spirit of God, with your love, perfect love. Cast out fear, add no torment. Manifest your life in me, Lord Jesus. In Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Thank you, Father. 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 So Nikki and Frank, if you'll come up here, if there's anybody here that wants agreement from a minister about healing in their physical body, just come up and we'll pray for you, if y'all will come up.
This is the end of this message. Our website is www.LakeHamiltonBibleCamp.com and LHBCOnline.com. There are many hundreds of free audio files there. It's like going to Bible school at home. Thank you.